This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Bahrain has become the latest Arab nation to agree to normalize ties with Israel as part of a broader diplomatic push by President Donald Trump and his administration to fully integrate the Jewish state into the Middle East. Trump announced the agreement on Friday following a three-way phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. In remarks, President Trump said he expects the Palestinians and others to follow in normalizing relations with Israel.
You'll have most countries join, and you're going to have the Palestinians in a very good position. They want to come in. They're going to want to come in because all of their friends are in.
The announcement on the 19th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks came less than a week before Trump hosts a White House ceremony to mark the establishment of full relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. The 9/11 anniversary has brought the two presidential candidates the closest they've been in months and showed off their dramatically different styles. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
At the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where 40 passengers brought down the hijacked plane, President Trump proclaimed America's might.
No matter the odds, America will always rise up, stand tall, and fight back.
Hours later,
it's a pleasure to meet you.
It's an honor to meet you.
Democratic challenger Joe Biden greeted families of those killed on the plane. The two candidates did not meet, but Biden did share a moment earlier with his vice presidential successor, an elbow bump with Mike Pence at New York's Ground Zero, a rare moment of detente in a nasty campaign.